real. I don't
oh,
think
I'm
that.
So sorry. Sir.
The secret's out.
No. Chompy, cut that. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Delulu Canoe Podcast. Woo-hoo! It's Christmas time. We're singing Christmas songs. No, we're not, because they are copywritten. Jingle canoe, down jingle the river. That's all I got. But joining me in this wonderful canoe, we've got Cosmo producing today.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
It's actually November for us right now, but I feel so festive. Do you feel the cheer?
Yeah, sure.
What? Okay. You can't humbug. Just drop the cheer. No.
No, I feel the cheer. I love this. I just love Thanksgiving, the food, and then I love New Year's, the party.
Yeah. Should I sing another Christmas jingle? Will that help you with your Christmas spirit?
You know, the one, what is it, retail therapy?
Oh, Christmas yeah, version. The Christmas version.
I'm playing that during Christmas, so yeah.
Or I could do like, Delulu Canoe, oh, Delulu Canoe, how lovely are your oars. You're welcome. Anyways, we're going to introduce our guest because she's been sitting here so polite while I'm cringily singing about the podcast and Christmas. We have joining us the spectacular, the amazing, the alluring Vera Bambi.
Oh, that's such a nice intro. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Much. I love Christmas. This is my favorite time of year.
It is?
I get the most excited for Christmas. I'm such a Christmas nerd. I'm decorating. I'm dressing up. I'm watching the movies. I'm obsessed.
What is your top favorite Christmas movie that you have to watch during the season?
So there's an argument about whether or not this is a Christmas movie, but Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, okay.
It definitely is.
I thought you were going to say Die Hard.
Actually, my Delulu today is based on this exact topic. Should I just jump into it?
Yeah. Okay, go for
so
it.
My shirt that I'm wearing today is also about this Delulu, which is, okay, here on the podcast, we're decorated for Christmas. So there's a debate. Is it a Christmas episode or are we decorated for Christmas? Then you have Die Hard.
Yeah.
Is it a Christmas movie or is it just taking place at
Christmas
time? Batman Returns. Is it a Christmas movie or does it take place at Christmas time? To which I'm going to make everyone my enemy.
Uh-oh.
It's not a Christmas movie.
Oh.
Enough with that.
Okay.
It is not a Christmas movie. Home Alone is a Christmas movie.
Okay.
It is about Christmas.
This is true.
Okay, tell me your thoughts.
So I agree with what you're saying that there's two different things where it gets confusing, where it's like you said, does it just take place during Christmas or is it a Christmas movie? And I think I'm on the same, we're on the same side. I agree. I'm going to also make some enemies here. I haven't seen Die Hard, but I know that there's a huge debate about where it falls. So I must watch it and decide.
I've seen Die Hard, but I don't remember it. I have the memory of a goldfish. So many movies that I've seen go over my head. But I've seen Batman Returns so many times. So many times. So.
And you're saying you don't think it's a Christmas movie?
It's not a Christmas movie. It has great Christmas moments. There's a Christmas costume I really want to do, which is...
The Ice Princess?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She's everything. Yeah. I love her personality. Yeah. I always love that, though, the blonde model-esque, the pink girl, you know?
Yeah.
Some of my favorite movies are Mean Girls and Legally Blonde. And I just love that whole kind of image. And I think she is so cool and so refreshing in that movie.
She's adorable. Mm.
She's like the goth, I guess, pink girl.
She's like what's her name from the Munsters? Remember the Munsters? They were all these creatures. It was vampire, werewolf, all like that.
I never saw the Munsters.
And then they had this one girl who's normal.
Neither.
They had one normal person on that show. I forgot her name.
So she was the normal girl.
Yeah, she's the normal girl. But it was like
what a fun way to be remembered.
Well,
the normal girl.
Well, she's like the really fun normal girl.
Yeah.
I always call them pink girls. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the blonde with the cute personality where you underestimate her kind of thing.
Okay, yeah, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Very Barbie-esque.
So Barbie.
You know, like the blonde, the pink, and then she's going to go against it all and, and does it.
I love the Barbie.
Yeah, I like that title for it, the pink girl, because it's not like demeaning.
No, and it shouldn't be. It's a fun thing. And sometimes I like to lean into that, you know, the ditzy girl that, I don't know, I couldn't know any better.
Yeah, It's a fun character to play. Yeah. And I think like sometimes people get caught up in like the 90s, what was it called? It was like the blonde bimbo. And, like, that was such a negative term and a way to describe a woman back then. Yeah. So I like that you put it in a positive light.
Because I don't think that we should kill off that character. I think the idea that that's, like, demeaning to women makes me sad. Because that girl makes me so happy. She tells me that femininity is about just leaning into your joy and that things don't have to always be so serious.
Yep.
So I love that character. She's my favorite character to watch.
I love that.
And she lives in so many great characters.
Mm-hmm. So I wore a blonde wig today. I totally knew we were going to talk about this.
So
I totally knew. I actually had no idea. But so then we talked about your favorite Christmas movie. Is there like another second or third place that like you have to watch? Like, I'm a Jim Carrey Grinch, for sure.
Oh my God. I love it. Jim Carrey's Grinch is so good. His Jim Carrey anything is great, but the Grinch is a good one. The Santa Claus.
Oh.
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. The Santa Claus is everything. I think that's my favorite. Aside
really?
From yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, that movie's so good, too. Yeah, I'm trying to think of, like, I also really like the old 90s, like, claymation, where it was, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Those are 80s.
Are they
80s?
Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, like, The Year Without a Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, with the, I'm Mr. Heat.
Yeah.
Yep.
Whatever I touch.
I'm Mr. White Christmas. I'm Mr. Snow.
So good.
I love it. I love it so much.
Oh, my God, I love that movie.
Or, like, the Island of Misfit Toys, where, like, Hermie wants to be a dentist. Like, that's his whole trope. And I love it.
I haven't seen
You've never seen it?
No. It's claymation.
Yeah.
I need that. I need the claymation.
It's so cute. It's like, it's not dumb, but like kind of dumb. But like, it's just you watch these like characters have this trope thrown at them. And one of Santa's elves wants to be a dentist. And you're like, what? Okay. Like live your best dreams. And they're like trying to save Christmas. Like it's just such a cute little like watch while you're baking cookies.
So cute.
Just taking it all in the Christmas vibes. That. What about you, Cosmo? Like, what's some of your favorite Christmas movies?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah. For sure.
I love all the music. Anytime there's a karaoke place and they got it, I got to sing those songs. I wouldn't say that's one of my tops. But there's also the one with Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn where they play Santa Claus and Miss Kringle. And there's two of them so far. And I think Kurt Russell is like the best looking Santa Claus on film, next to Tim Allen.
Ooh, okay.
But I can't remember the damn name of it.
What about Elf? Other
than Elf, no. I don't.
You don't like Elf?
No, I don't like those stupid comedies.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer, singing loud for all the year.
I like Elf. Elf is cute.
Yeah. Die Hard, so the argument between Die Hard and being a Christmas movie is happening during Christmas. So it's not really like all joy and blah, 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 and snow and presents and kids and cheerfulness. It's a horrible situation, so I might make enemies to say it's not a Christmas movie, but it happens during Christmas.
I would almost like contradict both of us or argue both of us by saying maybe it is a Christmas movie just because of how much we talk about whether or not it's a Christmas movie.
Maybe.
Well, okay,
like, yeah.
Kind of a Christmas tradition to talk about that.
The Christmas tradition of like, you know, joy to the world and all that stuff like that, but like Batman Returns has elements. You know it's Christmas. There's presents. Mm. And at the end of the movie, he says, Merry Christmas, Mr. Wayne.
Is he trying to save Christmas or something?
No, he's not trying to save Christmas. So that's the big argument that it's like
it's not about Christmas.
No, but, but like, God, I was trying to think of the one that actually has Christmas in it. But it doesn't seem like one. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh, it's gone.
It's gone, yeah.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I hate when you have a thought and it disappears.
Yeah.
Like, no, but interrupt me later if you have that thought.
Okay, yeah.
Like, we'll all know. Have you ever done that with a friend where they're like, I'm going to drive home, and if I think of it, and then they're like, toilet paper.
Yeah.
You're like, yep. So if you have that thought, we'll come back to
it. Sweet.
What is everybody doing for Christmas? I am weirdly, like, doing nothing, so I'll probably be Twitch streaming, but are either of you two doing anything fun and exciting?
I wish I was baking cookies and decorating. We'll probably put like a couple trees up. But, you know, I usually decorate like a lot, but I just moved to California, so my house is filled with boxes right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I'm a little heartbroken that I'm not going to be able to do my full out Christmas. And my fans kind of expect it too, because, you know, I'll decorate and then I'll shoot my photo sets and stuff with my decor and do my outfits. But I'm keeping it pretty easy this year just so that I can actually get my house unpacked.
Mm-hmm. I feel that. Yeah. I moved during Christmas 2 years ago. And I did that exact same thing. So my Christmas tree was the first thing up in my house when I moved. Because I was like, I must have a Christmas tree move in. But I totally feel that. Like, yeah. Christmas in boxes, it's not as sad as everyone makes it out to be. Mm. Like, truly, it's about the spirit. Well, as long as you have the spirit, that's all that matters.
That's true. And I'm definitely going to put up a tree. And we'll go to the Christmas tree lot and smell all the beautiful pine needles and all of that. And
I haven't
drive around and look at all the lights. And do you ever go to Candy Cane Lane?
Mm-mm.
Oh my gosh.
I've never done it. I haven't done anything Christmassy in LA.
It's breathtaking.
Especially up in Burbank. And then I think, not Chatsworth. Simi Valley? Somewhere around there. Simi Valley or like up there. It's I'm talking about these big giant houses with like decorations up the wazoo, moving pieces. It's just absolutely amazing.
Cool.
Yeah. I've gone a couple of years. That definitely should be doing that this year.
I think it's called Candy Cane Lane. Right?
Yeah.
So the whole street is decked out. Every single house. I feel like if you don't, you're like not allowed to live on that street.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna say, how does that work?
You have to leave.
Yeah. They're like, listen, if you're gonna buy this house, you have to commit to the bid of Christmas, or you gotta go.
I would buy that house.
Yeah.
I would buy that house in a heartbeat. Like, that is so cool to be a part of it. But their street is super congested. All like for the longest time, to which I'm like, oh, it's actually kind of hard to drive. You're driving like you're a part of a parade.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's that busy.
I mean, basically, so you should just lift there and walk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What city is that in? Is it in?
There's one in Burbank for sure. I know there's another one in Pasadena, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's so cool. See, I always catch the Halloween stuff, but I never catch the like local Christmas stuff.
Yeah. Well, they do the Halloween stuff. They do the Christmas stuff though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this year, maybe I need to like commit to it and go see some Christmas things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to. Yeah? You have room for a plus one?
Of course.
Oh my God, we can all go together and drink hot chocolate. And then we can say elf quotes that'll piss off Cosmo.
I'll watch the movie just for that. Yeah.
I love that Christmas movie. It's a good one. But you said that you just moved to California. I have a feeling you're from Canada is what I've seen online, right?
Yes,
is that true?
I'm Canadian.
Okay.
Yeah.
You never know, because people say I'm from like Washington and that's not true. So
No, I am. I am from Canada. Yeah.
When you said you moved this year or in the last?
Yeah, I moved in February. I got married in February.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So are you excited about the weather here, or are you kind of like, I miss the snow?
No, I don't miss the snow. Not a little. If you've ever shoveled snow, you know that the snow is nothing to be missed. It's the worst. I've dreamed of living out here my whole life. Mm-hmm. So heck yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
this has been my dream. My favorite thing is palm trees and the beach and being in the creative community, being around people who, you know, do what we do is just... It's everything.
It's a great place.
Yeah. So if people don't know like anything about you, like they've never seen you before, this is the first piece of content they're seeing of you. Like, how would you describe all the things that you do?
Oh, I'm so bad at this.
Because I know you as an actress.
You know me as an actress.
Yes. Because that's like the first time I heard of you was from my assistant. She had brought up that like she'd worked with you on a professional set.
Yeah.
And I was like, who is this? She's stunning. She's gorgeous.
You to like represent me then? Because I'm so curious how you see me. Because I do like a lot of things to the point that it gets scrambled in my head and I'm like, I'm an entertainer, I'm a content creator, and then the main thing that I do that I love that is my forever passion is glamour modeling.
Oh, see, I never would have guessed that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, I know that you're big into makeup, but I didn't know that was something that like you want to keep pursuing, like glamour modeling
forever.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
From the to the being a pink girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not taking life too seriously, having fun. Like, it's the thing that I can do every single day and not get burnt out.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. I love that. That's what you have to find in life, though, is like through all the creative outlets is finding the thing that, like, no matter what time, what day, you will drop everything to go do it.
Yes, absolutely. And that is my lifeblood.
Well, you're in the perfect city now for it, because that's kind of what, like, California, so LA is all about, is like the glamour and the red carpets and everything. So that's like so perfect that you're here.
This is my first podcast since moving here.
No way.
Yeah, I'm actually like, I'm a smidge nervous right now.
Oh no, yeah, don't be nervous.
Because I moved in February, so it's been a long time since I've really been actively like working and showing up on YouTube and doing that. But fortunately, I actually just did an acting thing and I jumped right in and I was not nervous that day, which was great because my nerves have been hitting me. They hit me twice. They hit me once during the pandemic because, you know, we hadn't been social in so long. So I had gone on a podcast after that and I got super nervous.
Oh, no.
And then honestly, when I talk about it, too, I stopped getting nervous. So that's helpful. And then now when I sat down, I was like, oh, no, I'm like a little I'll chill out. Okay.
I feel like this room kind of eliminates the nerves, too, because like people see our show on YouTube. And then they're like, oh, my God, it's this big set and it's like this big thing. It's scary. And she's got all these followers. And then you come in here and it's a room full of stuffed animals and like a keyboard. There's like wigs everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, I think that also kind of like takes the edge off a little bit.
It does, for sure. It's definitely homey and cute. And
it's just like cozy. Yeah. You just get to like hang out and talk about yourself and what makes you Delulu. Like it kind of takes the edge off a little bit.
Oh, totally. But completely.
I agree. I tend to get nervous a lot before things, but I've learned to like turn it into excitement.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you do? You turn it into excitement? I'm looking for tricks on this because I never used to get nervous at all. But I think that now that I'm here, I am excited. That's what it is. I'm so happy because I've been doing this thing from, you know, my four walls in Canada for so long, and I've done very, very well for myself, but it's always just me by myself with my camera, and then occasionally with other models and other creators, like, in my home.
Right.
Whereas I come out here, and it's like, oh, I'm going to other people's things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is new. Like, even in terms of, like, going to someone's party, I was always the host. Everything was like, come to me. I've got, so it's a different kind of pressure. You know, you
totally
think that it relieves the pressure because you're not responsible for the guests and all of that, but it actually, it's a different perspective where I'm like, oh, I was not expecting this feeling. So you said you get excited.
Yeah. So anytime I have like a big event or like I have to publicly speak or do a panel or something that like I rarely get to do, but I love doing it, there's a moment before I do it where I have this like, why do I do this to myself? Like, why do I sign myself up for this if I'm going to get this nervous and I'm going to get this worked up about it? And then I'm like, well, then just don't do it anymore. And then my mindset changes. It's like, all of a sudden I'm like,
that's not an option.
But I fought for this. I worked hard for this. Do you know how many hours I practice in my mirror making sure that like my smile is great? You know what I mean? It's like, when I acknowledge that, like, I don't have to do it if I don't want to. When I acknowledge that, I just
get up and walk out of here right now.
Yeah. When I acknowledge that, like, you don't ever have to do it. You don't force yourself to do something. My body then kind of goes, but I worked hard to be here. And it's like, it changes the nervousness into like, no, I want to be here. I earned the spot here. And it turns it into like determination and confidence. And so you kind of have to find a way to trick your body into seeing the nervousness as something positive.
Yeah.
Whether it's doing that trick where you're like, well, I don't have to do it. Yeah. Or I know somebody else was telling me that she likes to think of it scientifically, which I would never think of it this way. But she said that like your body actually doesn't know the difference between nervousness and excitement. So if you can acknowledge that like, oh, my body is registering this as nervousness, but I'm going to mentally choose to see it as like excitement. That's how she gets through it.
Hmm.
And I'm like, that's very scholarly of you.
That's really nice.
Right?
Nice.
So you have to find a way to, like, not trick yourself, but, like, find a way to kind of turn it into excitement.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Is there something that you, like, say to yourself in a moment? My thing is always just revealing that I'm nervous.
The moment that
I just tell people like, exactly what's in my head, all of a sudden it's like it totally calms down. It's like I'm hiding a secret or something and I'm like, oh, I'm nervous. You know, like when you're drunk and you tell people like, I'm so drunk. And then suddenly you feel fine with the fact that you're acting like an idiot.
Because
you're like, everyone knows we're good.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, if that works for you, maybe that's what you just have to do.
Yeah, it does. It helps a little bit. But that is also so nice to think of, like, because that's really what it is. I am excited. And mm-hmm. that's why I'm like this. Because I'm like, oh, this is so great. Like, everything that I've wanted is happening right now. And then, like, there's, like, the devil on the shoulder that's like, don't fuck it up.
Yeah. Well, lucky for you on this yes. show, if you do something or say something that you want out, it's not live. So
no, keep it all in. I'm also like all for just being okay with being embarrassed. That way later I can be like, see, it didn't kill me.
Yeah.
It was good, you know?
Yeah. That is also a good way to look at things is afterwards, like reflecting on it and just being like, see, it wasn't that bad. Yeah. I could do that again.
I like awkwardness. I strive on that.
Yeah.
It's an awkward situation. I'm more calm during an awkward situation than I am during a professional situation where I have to, like, be in front of a bunch of audience. And I'm mm-hmm. like, I got to do this to the T. I got to read the script and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And I'm more nervous that way. But I'm like, if I just put a little bit of me in it, I should be fine. Mm-hmm. Instead of being like a robot.
When I see someone who is awkward or a little nervous, I kind of like that person.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay. That's me.
Right.
It feels good to see that, you know, and this person's still out there and they're doing the thing that scares them. They're doing it anyway.
Yeah. And sometimes finding that person and encouraging them or being like, wow, you look really great. Like, it builds them up and builds you up.
Yes.
So it's like identifying them that they're nervous. You know, you're a little nervous. You kind of go up to them and be like, oh my gosh, are you so excited to be on set today?
Yeah.
And it just kind of like cheers you up a bit.
And then it all just kind of melts away and then you're like, okay, I'm good.
Yeah.
Or just take a shot of whiskey and you'll be fine.
Or that. Sometimes, you know, in some venues you can't do that.
No, that's what I used to do, but I don't drink anymore.
Yeah.
Good for you. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah. I used to do it before auditions and it never went over well. Like, this is back in the day at like theme park day where like we would have auditions for things.
Oh, you did the theme parks. A lot of people out here did that. They did Disney. I hear that a lot.
Mm-hmm. At least out here, I've noticed that a lot because you can like work part-time and then go like still audition for big projects.
Right.
But I did World. So I was in Orlando for a little bit.
Oh, super cool. How was
that? Yeah. Oh, you know.
who were you?
Well, I was friends with some characters in entertainment, which is really cool.
Okay.
I was friends with Anna from Frozen and then also Jasmine from Aladdin.
Okay, cute.
And I did that for a little bit and I loved it, but it wasn't the career choice I wanted to do. Like, it was very exhausting and
it's
a lot of strain.
Mm-hmm. That's like being in cosplay for how long?
For hours, yeah.
It's like being at San Diego Comic-Con in the most uncomfortable cosplay for like 20 days in a row.
Yeah, those cosplays, they're not fun.
But it really, it really taught me though the difference between like being in pain physically and being uncomfortable. And that was a really hard lesson to learn while working at the company. But now it's like I can identify when I'm at a convention, like, am I in pain? Do I need this off me right now? Mm-hmm. Or am I just uncomfortable in the moment?
Right.
And that's something that like, until you've been severely injured, sometimes you can't identify that line.
Yeah.
Right. I remember at one point I would be wearing these really tight latex costumes. Mm-hmm. And this was before I got my boobs done. I would wear like two bras on top of each other so that my chest would look like really amplified. And at the end of the day, I would peel the costume off and I would have like blood dripping down from the wires like pressing in.
Damn.
I wasn't identifying where I was at.
Yeah.
I was just like, this is, I was just pushing through.
Right, you know? Right.
And honestly, I would still do that for the right look. Like if I really, really loved a look, I would definitely maybe okay with it. But
yeah.
I do think about that a lot more. Like, okay, girl, you can't be like wearing things that are like going to really hurt you in that way, you know?
Yeah, you only get one body. I don't know if you know. You only get one.
Scars are cool though.
Yeah.
Scars are cool.
Yeah. If they're safe, if there's, you know, like, don't
was never
yourself.
Bad enough to have any scars. We've got so none
good.
Of that. It was just like the occasional time where I'd like take a photo to show my fans. Be like, this is a commitment. Okay.
Yeah. Speaking of cosplay, like, what are some of your favorite cosplays that you've done, like, over the years or, like, in general?
I always switch this. It's always the latest one that I've done.
Mm-hmm.
So right now,
I feel that.
It's Velma. Because I'm still in her energy.
Yeah.
And I'm still playing her. I want to do, you know, a live stream for my fans soon. So I'm very much in her head.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say of all time, I have two. It's really hard to choose. I'm going to give it to Inspector Gadget. So, yeah, I do an Inspect Her Gadget. It's
I very love it.
Burlesque. It's my favorite. It's yeah. so cute. It's like blue tights. It's the thong back bodysuit. Mm-hmm. And it's just so goofy. It's so silly. I've got like a propeller on the head.
Yeah, I used that photo yeah. to promote you on oh, Patreon. Yeah, that's what I was surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised that's what you picked because I was like, yeah. oh, I'll put this one up. This is a great photo of you.
I love
but I had
that.
No idea it was one of your favorites.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, that one. Or I would say, oh God, now I have two in my head.
That's fine. Say
well. I was going to say my Joker because Ooh. The makeup for my Joker is like a 5-hour morning.
Wow.
And whenever I put that on, I know I have to get really good sleep the night before. It's going to be a really long day. And when I do my hair and makeup, this is like a meditative experience for me. So, you know, I get to do it and I get to like just have some me time. And then I go and I do the thing that I love, which is cosplaying and meeting fans and doing the photos. And,
yeah.
You know, getting the glamour shoot at the end of the night or whatever. And just like really getting as much as I can. I'm dead at the end of the night.
I bet.
I'm so exhausted.
Yeah.
So exhausted. But it's always worth it. It's hard to hype yourself up to do it. But mm-hmm. afterwards, I'm always like, oh, it was so worth it.
Yeah. yeah.
To which I would agree. Say the other one is my Khal Drogo.
Ooh, yeah. okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I did a femme Khal Drogo, and it has a very, very long wow. hair piece, which basically what I do is I take an extension, I put it in the ponytail, and then I clip an extension at the bottom of the extension
yeah.
and I hide it in a hair wrap. So it takes me a really, really long time to do this hair. Mm-hmm. And again, it's the meditative experience of me, myself, and I like doing, the yeah. costume, you know?
Yeah.
And then there's a little bit of makeup on that. It's not too bad, though. It's like some blue stuff on the shoulders. And...
That is so cool. Yeah. Dang. I like that you think outside of the box for your cosplays. Like, especially with, like, the gender bending. It seems like those two that you mentioned are yeah. primarily, like, male-dominant characters. And now you're like, them. And I love yeah, that.
I love to do a gender bend. I think it's great.
Mm-hmm. I've wanted to do one.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Who are you
do
thinking?
It feels good.
I was thinking of Rogue and Storm. From X-Men.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, you'd be an excellent Storm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Especially because you wear the contacts.
Yeah.
It's already your vibe.
Those are that. His eyes, so. They're real. I don't know.
Oh,
know
I'm
that.
So sorry.
Sir. The secret's out.
No. Chompy, cut that.
No, don't cut it. I hate it when people ask me, like, are those your eyes? I'm like, really?
Yes, 100%.
I'm like, really?
Yeah, when people used to ask me, I would do like the blue or the purple hair. They'd be like, is that your natural hair? I'm like, yes, my mother was a troll.
Yes! Yes. Oh, that's cute. Yes. I like that.
Yes.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I did gender bend Olimar from Pikmin. I don't know if either of you have ever played that game.
No.
It's like this weird niche Nintendo puzzle game that I'm obsessed with. And they're these cute little Pikmin is what they're called. They're little plants.
Okay.
See that little red guy by the green basket on that shelf?
This guy here.
Yeah, that's a Pikmin.
Okay, very cute.
So there's this like astronaut looking bald dude that picks them out of the ground. I find him to be very cute and charming and endearing. The community finds him creepy.
I saw that picture because this is a long time ago. I think this is like your birthday party. Mm-hmm. And Chrissy was like, you want to go to the birthday party? I was like, yeah, sure. Whose birthday party is it? It's like Derek Taylor. I'm like, oh. And you're like, I looked at some of your stuff online. I saw that.
And you saw that photo?
I saw that photo. I was like, because I looked up Derek Taylor and that popped up on Instagram. That one. I think he just recently did it or something like that. I'm not sure. But I saw it. I was like, it's bald cap.
Yep.
But the outfit's awesome. I'm like, is this a new kink locked? Unlocked? I mean, what is this?
Yes, excellent.
So he's basically like a bald astronaut, but I wore this like really tight like astronaut. It was kind of like a bunny suit cut where the zip was like all the way down. The girls were popping. It really confused a lot of my audience. And it was my first cringe cosplay.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to dive back into like I've had a lot of requests to do the Lorax. I'm sure you've heard of the Lorax.
That's so awesome.
Everybody wants me to be the Lorax.
Do a cringe one together. I love cringe cosplay.
I want to get a group together where we're all bald baddies. Like Dr. Eggman, Robotnik, whatever you want to call him. I could do Amazing. Olimar again. Who else is bald? One Punch Man.
Like Professor X or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I just want
to. I'm very comic book. I love
yes.
that.
Yeah. Oh. I just want a bunch of us like hot baddies, bald caps.
Okay. If you do Professor X, whoever does Professor X.
Okay.
It's got to have like the suit on top. But like I'm talking about like the stockings and heels and the garter belt on the bottom with a blanket over it, so you can just flash your legs in the wheelchair. It'd be freaking hot.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I'm here for it. I don't know when we'll do it, but I've had this plan festering in my mind for a long time. So it will happen. I don't know when. I don't know how.
We'll make this happen.
I feel like San Diego would be perfect for it because there's so much press that it would be hysterical if we got on the cover of something. Yeah. All the bald baddies.
Bald magazine.
Rogaine.
I haven't been to San Diego Comic Con in a while. Really? Did you go to the last one?
I have gone to the last four, I think, now. Okay. Yeah. I've done that one a lot. It's one of my favorites.
Is it still like what it was? Because I've heard some people be like, oh, it's not the same anymore. And I'm like, I don't know.
Took a while to come back.
Oh, so it has come back.
After the pandemic. Because all the studios, there was the writer's strike.
Yeah.
So there was... Fans loved it because there weren't that much like Lionsgate and like Marvel Cinema and blah 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 blah.
Right.
They love it. It was just basically about cosplay and comics. But now it's, I wouldn't say the past 4 years has come back and it's got more congested. And
yeah, I have this expectation of San Diego Comic Con to be like the big Hollywood con, right? Yeah. And then the other ones, I want them to be smaller and more niche and more like the super fans just trying to get a deal on a statue, you know?
Like WonderCon and LA Comic Con. They're just they're small. They're just perfect. Not a lot of media in your face.
It's
just,
it's a great one to meet like other cosplayers that you want to like collab and chat with and be like, oh my gosh, we would be friends in real life and I'm talking to you right now, you know? It's I think that's the beauty of WonderCon. Just because like that's where I met Ash, you know, and like Ash and I are now like really good friends. And I actually, fun story, if you've watched the episode with Ash, I actually knew of her before I moved out here because when I worked at Disney, she was the Elsa that went viral on social media for doing the Hut Slayer Elsa. Like, do you remember that?
Are you talking about Ashlyn Day?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. She did like a group where they took Disney princesses and put them in the Hut Slayer outfit. But with like Elsa's Hut Slayer, there was a Rapunzel, there was Snow White. And like all of us in the break room were like, oh my gosh, she should totally come work for us because she looks like Elsa. Yeah. So I knew of her before I moved out here and met her. And it was crazy.
She is so good. I'm obsessed with her page. I can't stop scrolling.
She's stunning.
Yeah, we did one shoot together and she was wonderful. She was just the sweetest girl. So I'm hoping to hit her up again and like do some stuff. Yeah.
We can easily make that happen. Put us all in a room.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Is there a convention this upcoming season year that you're already planning on going to or you're looking forward to go to?
I haven't done, and my fans are so mad at me, I haven't done a convention in like 5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, in a long time. I've taken a big hiatus.
Yeah. Any particular reason?
Well, yeah. My life was changing a lot. I met my husband and we had a long distance relationship, which was so much more challenging than we anticipated just because it's like you want to see each other all the freaking time. So you're up late at night on the phone every single night and then you're sleeping in and you just don't have the time that you usually do. So now I live out here, we're together every day. So the schedule is opening up and I'm like, do I want to go back to conventions? I think I do. And then, you know, there's that like little voice in my head that's like a little bit afraid of going to cons because you see some of the security videos where they're not checking and I don't like that.
So funny enough, we just did a Guy Delulu pod because
Dude Lulu
because I first time I ever was it, what do we call it, wrangling?
What's it called? I guess wrangling, it's more like when you have an attendant
somebody like a bodyguard, pretty much, when you're doing the cons.
Yeah.
It was my first time doing it for an event that just passed, like, happened. I did it for Chris.
You were a bodyguard or you had a bodyguard?
Okay. I was a bodyguard, I was, like, Dare, Ash, and Chrissy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, they had wranglers. People, like, you know, make sure everything's okay. They got their stuff. It was my first time doing it. So we talked about that, like, the dangers of cons and, like, people that come up that are fans are crazy. And it's a serious situation.
Most of them are great. Most people are great, but it only takes one, you know, and that's the part where I'm just like, why?
That's why, like, when you do decide to step back into going to conventions, highly recommend if you don't have somebody who can go with you find another like cosplayer or another like girlfriend that is already going who has an attendant and just kind of like jump into their group. It's a lot safer.
So my husband, he's the director at Bat in the Sun, and he recently did a convention where he had a bodyguard that they had provided, and he's this great big guy, and he was actually Mike Myers on our Velma versus the Classics video.
Oh wow.
Yeah, so he I would probably bring. So I've been thinking about this.
Yeah.
So going to a con, I'm like 90% sure is in the future, but I don't know yet.
Yeah.
But it's looking very, very possible.
Good.
You know, I'll bring him, and he's a huge guy, so I feel super protected by him. But then I also worry. I'm like, if I have this giant hulking figure at the booth, like, does that make the fans like, oh no, I can't approach her?
I mean, that's why I bring, like, I bring Adam with me, because he's so approachable and so nice. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you cross him, he's like, I'm going to kill them. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, gosh, please.
Yeah, there's a level of warmth that you have to have. Like, even though you're the protection, like, you have to be warm with people, you know, because they essentially are coming to meet and have a good time and have a friendly experience, you know.
Well,
yeah.
You guys should think about organizing, like, a three-part booth, you, Ash, and
at
WonderCon or something.
Yeah. Power in numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
WonderCon is tough to get into, I will say. They have a long wait list. But, like, it's not impossible, you know?
Is it tough to get into in terms of, like, guesting or just getting into it at all?
I would say, like, guesting and, like, credibility, because they don't want to give away, at least from what I've heard, the experience that I've heard through third parties, is that it's, like, there's a wait list, so a lot of companies will, like, pay in advance, and their whatever they want to have at the booth will be on that list for a long time until somebody drops out.
Yeah.
I know WonderCon it's not as difficult as, like, places like Dragon Con or, like, San Diego is impossible to get a booth at.
Yeah.
But that's why,
you can't.
Yeah, that's why you, like, kind of sign up now and you start, like, you know, getting your LLC in there. So then that way, when in like a year or so that they have an opening, then they get you in.
Yeah.
So it's not impossible. It's just, it's a bit of a waiting game and a bit of like luck and chance to get into certain ones. I recommend LACC. I think that's a better one with like foot traffic and stuff.
Is it a big one or?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh,
LA. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
But I was also going to say it's coming like almost around the corner. It's Anime LA. That's the one in Long Beach. I've got some higher up friends that could probably push you guys in.
Okay.
I just have to talk to them. So
when is that? Is that January?
Yeah,
why did I almost say July?
No, right? It's like the first one out of the whole con circuit here in California. It's just like it's Anime LA, and then WonderCon's like down the street, you know.
Yeah. Kind
of, this is in Long Beach at the Long Beach Convention Center, and I could just put in a word and see like, hey, what do you have any room for a booth? And these three beautiful, amazing people, and they're talented. So
we can bring people.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Yeah. I will say, going back into it straight into booth category is rough. Mm. Like, if anybody out there is watching and has, like, never done cosplay before.
I actually only ever did it that way.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, because see, I highly, like, tell people, like, buy ticket and go and, like, meet other people first to kind of, like, get your feet wet. But you've obviously done it differently. Yeah. So you've only ever done boothing.
Yeah. So when I actually started, the order of my career was first I was an art model, then I was a fetish model, then a cam girl, then I was kind of, like, art modeling again, but, like, figuring it out, like, with a little bit of fetish. And I had gone to a convention before and, like, walked the floor to look for deals on statues because I'm a Batman collector. And I saw the booths and I was like, oh, okay, maybe I'll book that. So I had only, like, done one day at a con where I'd actually, like, experienced the con. Booked it, and my very first costume was Mary Jane. And it, like, blew up when I went and I boothed. And I was like, oh. And it completely changed the trajectory of my career. I didn't even really know about cosplay.
Wow.
I was just like, okay, cool. I'm going to do this costume. And then I, like, learned the term cosplay there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay. This is, yeah, cool.
I love that.
Yeah.
That is very rare.
It is, yeah.
I will say, like, that is very rare in the community, at least from what I've heard.
That's like a Hollywood story right there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. That's a great, like, lore. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I was like, okay, I'm going to do Mary Jane. This will be fine. And all of my prints at the booth were my modeling prints.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were actually so disappointed. They were like, where's your cosplay? I was like, what is cosplay?
Did you, do you have the Mary Jane white t-shirt with the heart, the spider heart?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And, yeah, and the jean shorts.
And the jean shorts. Yeah. That's the popular one.
Yeah, and it went viral, like, overnight. It was instantly. And then I learned what cosplay was, and I got so excited. I was like, are you kidding me? I can just dress up as cute characters. Like, I didn't think that this was a thing. And the fact that it's so popular and people love it so much, you know, because I was trying so hard to make my modeling career work because, you know, that's where my heart is. It's just like it's in the glamour modeling. Right. So I was trying so hard to make that work, and it wasn't sustaining. It was not paying the bills, nothing like that. And then, it was a fluke. And I was just like, this is the greatest thing ever that this worked, it's and on accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great feeling.
It's really tough to make it in glamour modeling because I used to kind of do a very similar type of modeling because I also was an art nude model. Mm-hmm. But the problem with me is that they would always tell me, like, you don't need all that makeup. Like, don't wear so much. But I always, I love looking glamorous. Yeah. So like, it's like Playboy would try to scout me for some things and they're like, but she wears too much makeup. It's too much makeup. And I was always like, okay. Yeah. So I'm curious for you, like, what would be like the big glamour modeling gig that's like the one that you want the most?
I think I do it. I work for myself, right?
So. There you go. Amazing. I mean,
don't you feel that way? Like you don't have to follow anybody's rule. You just do what you want to do. It's the greatest feeling in the whole world.
It's like winning the lottery.
Yeah. I mean, I miss the days of Playboy. I wish that I wish that Playboy was what it used to be. But, you know, it's just the times. Like, print's not a thing anymore, which just, like, breaks my heart. But because of the way that I was, like, raised to, like, look at magazines. But it's just, nobody cares anymore, right?
It's
so
sad.
It's fine.
It's
that makes me so I try and think, like, if I were to put myself in the mind's eye of me looking at the world today, and I'm like, well, yeah, it's just doing your own thing. Like, you got the gig of our dreams.
I could totally see you doing, like, the Met Gala. Like, that to me would be because that is glamour to me. You know what I mean? Like, I could totally see you.
Okay.
Yes, have that. Like,
I would, oh my God.
Because it's not runway. You're not interested in runway, right?
I love runway.
Really?
Okay. Met Gala would be it. Like, something big. Like, give me a project where I can turn up and go with a designer and
You know, I always laugh at the Met Gala, but recently watching K-pop Demon Hunter, I'm like, I would wear a sleeping bag.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, I would.
Yeah.
That is so cool. I was thinking to myself, like, I should review the Met Gala.
You should.
Yes. I'm like, does that have a place in this world?
Yes.
It does.
Feels like it's a different sector.
There are creators that all they do is review red carpets and, like, influencers on them and celebrities on them. And they'll review their outfits and give their feedback.
I'm like the Batman girl. You
that's
know
fine.
What I mean? So I'm like, is that weird?
You could do it in a Batman voice. What the hell is he wearing here? Like, that would... That'd be a funny bit.
Another kink unlocked.
Oh, no.
I never think, like, what are they wearing either. Like, I love everything. I eat it all.
Yeah.
I love everything. When someone does something outrageous and people get judgmental, I'm like, that's the point.
But it took balls to wear that out there.
It took balls. It took so many balls.
Yeah.
You know, that would probably get you to the point where if it goes viral, whatnot, just like that concept, you'd probably be on the red carpet interviewing these people, like, who are you wearing? Inspiration.
The Emma Chamberlain gig?
Yeah,
wow. Oh my gosh, yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah, I admire the hell out of her. Seeing her do that, I'm just like, wow. To do the YouTube thing, to be loved and, you know, seen in that light, and then she's working with Louis Vuitton. I'm like, oh,
isn't that crazy?
Can I be the Batman girl that works with Louis Vuitton, please?
Yeah.
Like,
please.
I mean, it's totally possible.
Oof, the possibility.
You just need us championing you and, like, cheering you in this DeLulu canoe.
I need the DeLulu of it.
We'll keep it. We'll keep you going down the stream.
Okay. I need to hang out here more.
Hell yeah.
You know what? How about a cosplay gala for a charity event?
That's what I'm saying.
Like, take the characters, but be, like, elegant with it.
Yeah.
And do, like, a red carpet kind
Isn't
of thing.
Isn't that one X-Men group, though?
What are X-Men?
There's an X-Men group that does, like, a gala.
They do the Hellfire Club. That's like
is
a.
That different?
It's actually in X-Men where they just, like, there's a Hellfire gang group, like a mafia kind of thing. But it's like everyone's wearing, like, their best piece and outfit. And It was like a storyline.
Oh, okay. So this would be bigger. This would be like, well, yeah, like all.
The point is charity, right? Yeah. It's yeah. Like art for charity.
We find a couple of charities, do that, find a place to like to actually host it, and then have like some sponsors come into that, mm-hmm. and then like we all have social media, so live everywhere. And it's like, you know, start raising money. Mm.
Cosmo, that's so cool.
My producer brain is tingling at the thought.
See, anything's possible. This is why I love this kind of thing.
Go with it. Oh, I have too much on my plate right now. Cosmo, why do you have to have good ideas?
Hey, you got me. I've got my platform. You got your platform. I will start it because my friend Asia, she's a fashion designer. Mm. And she wanted to do an actual, what do you call it?
When's a good time of year that we all have nothing going on?
Oh my gosh.
We have to pick that time of the year and commit to that time of year.
That's what I mean.
Is there a time of the year? Are we DeLulu enough to think that there's a time of the year
where nothing's going on?
Yes, yes, yes. Something is okay.
Because we could do it annually.
No, yes, annually. December 2026. Nothing goes on in December.
Everything's going on.
Babes in Toyland.
Christmas.
Yeah. I know, but people go home for Christmas. That's tough to compete with.
This is the busiest time.
I don't know.
Halloween's busier.
We're all leaving LA to go.
Halloween is busier. But okay, in between Halloween and Thanksgiving. Because there's a lot of Friendsgiving here in LA. No one really goes out.
What about like New Year's? Isn't that a little, like, things start to calm down?
I would say, what about January? That's not a bad.
Yeah.
Because then, like, everybody's back home.
January is a kickstart of the year anyways.
Yeah.
You just don't allow people to calm down.
And I hate January, so maybe we need something in it that makes it exciting.
I like it.
I don't know. We'll scheme.
Listen, let's plan for it 2027.
We could
start actually working on it now, like putting ideas together, pitching out ideas. I'm going to a charity event. I could talk to the guys where I'm hosting a red carpet for the thing on Friday. So I could talk to them like, hey, give me your business info, whatnot. Let me see if I can like do this. I'll do some networking.
Yeah.
You want to go cosplay, but make it Vogue.
Cosplay Vogue/Met Gala.
Yep.
And we get charity.
Get a lot of content creators to be on the red carpet to bring their own set, their own crew, mm-hmm. interview the people, you know.
The stars in my eyes looking at me.
I know, right now we're like, screw this podcast. Let's go talk about this.
I want to dedicate my life to this.
I'm serious.
But we do have to actually dedicate some time to Patreon next. So let us know in the comment section down below if you like this idea that we're literally birthing right here, right now in the canoe. I don't know what our creative juices are flowing today.
They're flowing.
But let us know in the comment section down below if that's something you would like to see us produce or something that you maybe could help contribute to idea-wise, funds, I don't know, help give us some more ideas. Let us know. And Vera, where can everybody find you on social media?
I am at Vera Bambi Live, LIVE, across everywhere. So just, you know, check it out.
Go check her out everywhere. Are you on the Flapjacks? The only Flapjacks with that name too?
I am on the only Flapjacks. Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Many a flapjack.
Ooh, we're going to flap all them jacks. Also, Cosmo, speaking of that, where can we find you?
Not on Flapjacks. Not yet. No. YouTube's going good so far. The Cosmo Network, season 2 of The Cosmo Show is kicking off. And there's a lot of cool stuff for next year. I cannot wait to drop. So yeah, The Cosmo Network on YouTube and on Instagram. So bada bing.
And you all know where to find me, Dare Taylor Official on Instagram. My website's in the link somewhere, so you can find all the buttons, push them all. And remember, everybody, to stay DeLulu because it's the Salulu. And help us plan this charity Lulu that we're
it's going to happen.
Sure is. And Merry Christmas! Oh my god, I forgot to say Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas, Bah Humbug.
Is that a Grinch?